Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. We've got the latest on those coming up in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, strong gains were seen in live cattle and lean hog futures trade today as commercial buying support remained active throughout the entire complex. This continued to draw increased support into the market throughout the afternoon, although volume did not increase significantly before the closing bell. Live cattle futures remained firmly higher with renewed support that developed across the complex. That pushed front month contracts $1.15 per hundredweight higher with the overall support based on firming commercial buying that moved back into the market. Cash cattle activity, though, started to slowly develop with a few bids seen in the south at $116 per hundredweight. This continued to limit trade activity with feeders, but they'll likely remain content at this point to see if additional support develops later in the week. In feeder cattle, early support slowed slightly, especially in deferred contracts. The feeder cattle futures remained mixed today with firm support from live cattle trade helping to hold nearby traders in the market. Those nearby futures held gains from 60 to 80 cents per hundredweight, while lack of interest seen in late 2017 contract months due more to market inactivity than any other factor. But grain futures were mostly flat to a little lower today as they struggled to break free of a strong dollar and price chart resistance. The greenback rebounded from last week's two-month lows, though the index remained locked in a downtrend. Corn prices tried holding steady after keeping to tight ranges overnight. March futures failed again Monday to take out its 200-day moving average, but held to an inside day after yesterday's bearish reversal lower. Soybeans steady to a little lower as it tested chart resistance above and below the market. March futures were hemmed in by the trend line drawn off of January highs, but held its moving average support to the downside. And finally, wheat prices were a little softer today, taking futures in all three markets through yesterday's lows. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network.